When a relationship ends, there's fallout. Emotional, yes, but tangible too. The bits and pieces of a life built together. So what do you do with that stuff? Well, there's a new museum opening in Los Angeles called the Museum of Broken Relationships. And right now, they're in the process of building their collection. Alexis Hyde, the museum's director, joins me now from our studios in Culver City. Welcome.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Broken relationships, you know, are we talking lovers, boyfriends, girlfriends, or do other relationships qualify?
We're talking about all relationships. It is lovers and it is romantic, but it's also your family, your friends, maybe business relationships, or even like with your country. I actually even got a submission from someone breaking up with his younger, more idealistic self.
Oh, wow.
So it really, it's different for everyone. And that's the beauty of it.
So first of all, of course, the question is, what have you been getting when people donate these items? What are they actually donating?
You know, these are usually items of, you know, not very much fiscal value, but the kind of things that people talk about saving in a fire that can't be replaced, you know, very unique things with a lot of emotional heaviness attached to them.
So give me an example.
So, you know, we get ratty T-shirts, photo albums, you know, little trinkets of jewelry.
The ratty T-shirt. I've got a few of those.
Exactly. But then we also do have, in the permanent collection, there's quite a few wedding rings and wedding dresses. Hmm. I'm hopefully getting a pair of size 00 jeans for a woman who is a recovering anorexic from an emotionally abusive relationship she had been in. And now she's in a healthier emotional and physical place, and she wants to let go of this totem of this unhealthy time. A lot of little heart-shaped rocks, actually, this week of people. I think it's a California thing, walking on the beach with a boyfriend or a girlfriend and finding the heart-shaped rock to commemorate that day.
So this might be too much information, TMI, but obviously we've all saved some things that we are slightly embarrassing from our previous relationships. What's been the strangest thing that you've gotten as a submission?
I got a submission of a vial of blood, and okay. I would like to not receive any more bodily fluids.
I'm actually want to know where the blood came from. I mean, is this something that you have to talk to the police about? Or
I know. She said it's hers. She'd given it to an ex-lover as, you know, a symbol of their undying love and their deep, deep connection. And when they broke up, he sent it back to her. And I think that was a really big blow. And so now she's giving it to me.
Do you think, though, it's really a good idea to immortalize something from a failed relationship this way? I mean, isn't the point to move on, or at least that's what we're always told? Move on, move on.
I mean, it's definitely a double-edged situation. I mean, I think that in giving us your objects, you are moving on. You're actually physically cutting ties with that, and it does provide catharsis.
So why is Los Angeles the place for this? You know, why not some other city?
Why not LA? But no, I mean, we're a city of dreamers. People come here with these amazing dreams and goals. And it's also a land of crushing defeat because not all of these things work out. And everyone's like, Los Angeles is perfect. I have something. Everyone wants to participate. And we're really open to new ideas, especially when it comes to art and community.
Alexis Hyde is the director of the Museum of Broken Relationships. The museum opens in May, and it's currently taking submissions from the brokenhearted. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.